Go Banana Show, and we're talking about Asians and dating and everything in between.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk about something that you and I were talking about with one of your friends, Lola. Mm-hmm. So we were hanging out for New Year's Eve at a bar, and Lola's visiting from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how we got on this topic, but we started talking about whether all women basically want to find a man to get pregnant,
that's
married
right.
and pregnant. And I said, absolutely, that's been my experience, that women, especially in their early 30s, that's like their number one priority. And you disagreed.
I disagreed. And in fact, and I was curious because you say that. And then also have another friend of mine who really does not like dating. I mean, women kind of in their 30s, I'd say, maybe not early 30s, but mid-30s, because he thinks that they're all they care about is their biological clock, and all they're looking at him for is to get married and have babies immediately. So he like kind of writes them off even without even asking them if they want to have babies.
Right. And Lola actually backed up your friend in what I thought, because she said that in the Midwest where she lives, that most women there, she said, that's all they want. They want to find some guy with a good job and get knocked up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I might be wrong, but I'm just hesitant to believe it because I feel like, I don't know, I don't think, at least I feel like guys shouldn't write certain women off just because they assume they're only going to want them as a sperm donor. Number one, I think it's kind of really egotistical, like just to assume some woman wants your genetic material. She may not. And then I think it's kind of, it cuts these guys off from some great women, I think. So anyways, I wanted to explore the topic.
Yeah, it's a great topic. Well, I have some personal experience with this. I definitely have dated, women obviously in their 20s and 30s. And I've even dated some women in their early 40s. And there have been a lot of women who have made it crystal clear that that's what they're looking for. And, you know, in my experience, most of those women are in their early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, I guess they're afraid that their biological time clock is going to expire.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me ask you this. Have those women been, are they professionals? I mean, meaning do they have like a real graduate degree?
What's a fake graduate degree? Art history?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I've dated a girl with an art history degree. She was really cute and she was smart.
And was
she ended up going to law school.
Okay, so then, right. So these women who want to get knocked up, were any of them professionals? I.e., could they support themselves?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, but I think it's for a lot of women, it's part of the fantasy to grow up and meet Prince Charming and to have children.
Well, what's guys' fantasies? What do guys think about?
Well, do you really want to know?
No, I'm asking you because I want you to lie to me. Please lie to me.
It's probably some hot woman who probably actually in the end, something similar. I think somebody that they. I was going to say something really crass, but actually, at the end of the day, I think most guys would love to find that hot woman, somebody that they're really attracted to, who makes them feel like a provider and that they could settle down with. But I think for most guys, they don't want that expectation way up front. It takes us a long time to figure out whether we want to be with somebody, and it kind of, I don't know about other people, but it scares me if people broach the topic or girls broach the topic of kids and marriage too early. Because it's too much commitment too early.
Wouldn't you want to know, though, up front? Like, hey, if she really wants kids and babies, I mean, good, find out now. Next.
Yeah, but I do too. But I don't want to be I don't want to have that. I don't have a target on my back or on my head and feel like this is the only reason she's looking at me is because I've got a good job. And
didn't you ask her how? Weren't you chasing her?
Sometimes, but, mm-hmm. you know, there'd be times when she would either ask me out or it would be, we'd start off as friends.
So that's so interesting because, I mean, that's what my other guy friend says. He feels like he has, like, a target on his head. Like, really? You really feel like women just want to get their claws in you to get your sperm and your bank account?
Sadly, it's, yeah, I've had that feeling. And maybe we're just mistaken. But all I can tell you is that when, you know, weird stuff happens around women who are motivated. Like one example is I've dated women who were supposedly on the birth control pill and they, you know, somehow were able to, they still accidentally got pregnant. And I know that the pill's not 100% effective, but, you know, that sort of thing kind of scares guys because if a woman really is trying hard not to get pregnant, they will go to extremes not to get pregnant. They will ask the guy to pull out in addition to using the
I'll tell you this, it doesn't scare guys enough not to sleep with her. I'll tell you that. Guys are not too scared to have sex with the girls without condoms. If you're that scared, wear a condom. We've had this discussion before.
It's
true. The sperm outside of your body is no longer your sperm.
Yeah, that's really great advice. But I've, you know, here, I dated with this one woman, and she didn't want to use a condom mm-hmm. because she said it didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's not great for the guy either. So I wasn't fighting that battle too hard. So
the feeling was more important to you than the likelihood of getting pregnant, even though you say guys are scared about impregnating women. You're not that scared.
Yeah, well, interestingly, you know, I don't have this feeling about every single woman. It's just some women seem more desperate's not the right word, but some women seem more motivated than others.
So what are the signs? What are the signs of these motivated women, and why are you still sleeping with them?
Well, you know, guys are biologically designed to do the deed, right?
Women are biologically designed to want to get pregnant and want to have babies and want to breastfeed them.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, so maybe we're all just screwed. So women
yeah,
will do
literally.
What they do, and now guys will do what we do, and we'll just distrust each other. Maybe that's just how things are
going
to be.
Or maybe it is good to be honest. Maybe it is good for a woman to say, yes, I want to get married and have babies, eventually to the guy I want to be with. And why is that so scary? It doesn't have to be you.
Yeah, well, it won't be me, probably, because I won't call them back if that happens.
Right.
So maybe that's
but
the way it should be.
But don't you think that maybe that, like, you're kind of cutting yourself off from some people who you might want to marry and have kids with?
Yeah.
You just
don't like
to hear it. You
maybe.
Like to have it in your head. You just don't want the woman to actually tell you.
I guess, look, if I was head over heels in love with a woman and she was so attracted to me, then no problem. But I guess a lot of the times also women can overplay that, right? I mean, it's different if a woman says that after the fifth or sixth or seventh date compared to some woman blurting that out after the first date.
Has that happened to you?
Probably not. Not too often, but maybe the second date, sure. We'll have a conversation after a few drinks and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's that doesn't. I'm not saying this happens all the time, but I'm just trying to explain that sometimes too much honesty too early can backfire. That's all I'm saying.
Huh? Okay, that's interesting.
It's kind of look. I mean, you're an attractive woman. What if some guy that you're not, you know, he asks you out for a date. He's kind of interesting, but he comes out and says, you know, I know we've only been out on a date one time, but I really like you. And I'm really thinking you might be the one, and I want to introduce you to my mom. If you don't really like the guy, don't you think there's a chance that he might kind of scare you off?
Yeah, but that's not what these girls are saying to
you. It's the same emotional thing, right?
Yeah.
It's the same you're right. They're not saying exactly the same thing, but emotionally it feels the same way. That already if they start talking about kids and how they definitely want to get married by the time they're 34. So how old are you? I'm 33.
That doesn't happen.
That happens. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But, you know, there'll be a girl who's like...
My birthday's tomorrow.
There'll be a girl who's like 30 and she'll be like, oh, yeah, I mean, my clock is ticking. I got to be like married and have kids by the time I'm 35. And I got to work backwards because... You know, I don't want to be.
Someone has said that to you.
Sure, yeah, they've said. Well, they've done the math for me. It's like, you know, well, I gotta make sure I want to be married and have a good time with my husband before we have kids. And if I want to have two or three kids, then, you know, I gotta make sure we factor that in.
Seriously, someone has done the math for you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm wrong then. I stand corrected.
Well, that was easy.
Although not really. I mean, I just think you're dating. I think you just have a weird pool of women, and the evidence supports that.
You know what though, I've lived all over the country, and so I dated, you know, women, and I was working in the Midwest. I was working in the South. I've been in California for a long time. So, I think probably women in San Francisco. And in big cities are probably different. I think mm-hmm. women who, it's pretty well known that adults who are more highly educated, they tend to have children later or maybe not at all. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the women in San Francisco, they're going to be more highly educated, women like yourself. And it's, you know, they're not, they've got choices. Like mm-hmm. you said, like they can support themselves. But that's not really the situation with the majority of women nationally. If you were to go to a small town, if you were to go to the Midwest or, you know, a smaller city, I think there are plenty of women who frankly are not making enough. They're not making enough money to satisfy their expectations and their hopes.
Mm-hmm.
And they would love to meet a guy who makes a lot more than them so they can stop working and have kids. I know that's just, it's totally on PC, but that's never stopped us from saying anything like that on this podcast. I never will.
That's the point.
But yeah, I think it's true. I think it's true. And you know, if it's not, I'd love to hear from people to tell me how wrong guys are about this. But your friend Lola, she agrees.
Well, let's ask. I mean, earlier you said men want to provide. So maybe these women in the Midwest, and I realize we're kind of like libeling the region, but let's call them these women who want to get pregnant. I mean, maybe they're the normal ones. If guys want to provide.
Yeah, we want to provide eventually. We probably want to, you know, try out a few different, you know, just date around to make sure that we... have sown our oats and then are picking the woman that we want to spend the rest of our lives with. And that takes some time.
So are women allowed to sow their oats too?
I think so. Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm betting that there's probably a double standard there, but I personally, yeah, I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Tell us about your views about sowing your oats.
I guess, you know, I'm a woman, I see this kind of double standard. So I feel like, you know, what's gravy for the goose is gravy for the gander or something like that? What's good for the goose is good for the gander? Like, you can't live one way and expect everyone else to live 180 degrees opposite, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, you can't dictate a lifestyle for someone else that you're not going to live yourself. That's how I don't know if I actually... live that way, but I try to pretend I'm living that way.
Yeah, it's true. I think in the perfect world, everybody would believe that.
Yeah.
But that's not reality. People have double standards.
I know.
It's sad, especially guys. Guys, yeah, most guys would not like a woman who has had, you know, has been very, very active.
As active as they've been?
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't there that joke, right? If you ask a woman, how many guys have you slept with, you divide it by three. And then if you ask a guy, how many women have you slept with, you have to multiply it. by,
I or, haven't or you heard have to, that.
Yeah. Or, oh, maybe I got my math mixed up, but. Oh, yeah, with the woman you multiply it by three, with a guy you divide it by three.
Because
all guys, yeah, all guys will exaggerate, and most women, they want to.
That's so
funny. They don't want guys to know. So, how many guys have you slept with? You don't have to answer that.
You're just going to multiply by three.
For you, maybe four or five.
Pie.
Pie, yeah.
That is interesting.
So I think we've probably figured out another one of these topics. We should ask people if you have a comment or you have any views on this, would love to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Go bananas. Bananas. P-A-N-A-N-A-N.